Have you ever looked at something really complex, maybe like swirling plasma or even signals flying down an optical fiber, and just wondered how it finds any kind of balance? It often feels like everything's just chaotic, right? And we usually think noise is the problem, the thing messing it all up. But what if that's backwards? What if noise is actually, the key to finding order? Okay, let's unpack this a bit. Today we're diving deep into, well, it's a pretty fascinating piece of mathematical physics. The paper is called Exponential Relaxation to Equilibrium for a One-Dimensional Focusing Non-Linear Schrödinger Equation with Noise. I know it's a mouthful, but basically, it tackles this fundamental question: how do systems actually settle down into a stable state?
Exactly. And what's really cool here is it's not just abstract math, it's looking at a concrete problem, how a quantum system described by this nonlinear Schrödinger equation relaxes to thermal equilibrium, when it's interacting with its surroundings, like a heat bath.
So our mission for you today is to pull out the really surprising ideas from this research. We'll show you how noise can actually drive stability.
Yeah, and the clever math they used to prove it.
And importantly, why this matters for understanding all sorts of complex systems. So let's start with the star of the show, the nonlinear Schrödinger equation, the NLS equation. This isn't just some theoretical construct.
No, not at all. It's actually fundamental. It describes how lots of real-world physical systems evolve over time. If you connect it to the bigger picture, the NLS is super versatile. It models things like Langmuir waves in plasmas.
Those electron wiggles and fusion stuff, or space.
Exactly those. And also how signals, like light pulses, travel down optical fibers for the internet. Fundamentally, it's what we call a Hamiltonian evolution equation.
Meaning it's all about the system's energy, right?
Precisely, how the system changes based on its energy.
Okay, but the paper focuses on a specific type, the focusing NLS, where this parameter, lambda, is positive. Why is that one such a headache?
All right. This is where it gets, well, tricky. In this focusing case, the system's energy, the Hamiltonian H, is not bounded below.
Not bounded below, like a well with no bottom.
That's a great analogy. Imagine trying to find the lowest point, the most stable state, in a well that just keeps going down forever. This creates huge mathematical problems when you try to construct Gibbs measures.
Which are the usual way to describe equilibrium, right? The most likely state.
Exactly. They tell you the most probable configurations when a system settles down at a certain temperature. But if there's no bottom, defining settle down is the problem.
So for this NLS, finding a stable state seems almost impossible with the standard tools. It looks inherently unstable. Okay, but here's where the paper gets really interesting. Despite all that, the authors did construct something, these generalized grand canonical and canonical Gibbs measures. How on earth did they manage that? What was the breakthrough?
Well, the key was looking really closely at the things that don't change in the system, the conserved quantities, specifically something called the L2 norm of the field.
You mean like the total amount of the quantum field, like a particle number?
Yeah, you can think of it like that. They treated it as a particle number observable. By focusing on this conserved quantity, they were able to build these generalized measures, and they managed it for all positive values of lambda, provided the nonlinearity, that p-value, is less than 6. For p6, it works if lambda is small enough. It was a really significant step mathematically.
Making sense of equilibrium where it seemed impossible before. So what's special about these generalized measures then?
Well, what's crucial is that these generalized measures, they're formally invariant under the system's natural flow. They represent a kind of stable distribution, even without that energy minimum. And a really important finding in the paper is the absence of phase transitions related to these measures.
Meaning.
Meaning if you tweak the conditions slightly, like the temperature or that lambda coupling constant or something called the chemical potential, the system doesn't suddenly flip into a completely different state. It points towards a kind of inherent stability or predictability within this generalized framework.
Okay, now let's bring in the noise. Our intuition screams that noise makes things more chaotic. But here it does the opposite. How did they even add noise to this system?
They modeled the system being coupled to a heat bath, its environment, by adding a specific kind of random jiggling, a stochastic noise term. It's not just any noise, though. It's an Ornstein-Uhlenbeck type noise acting on the Fourier modes of the field.
The different frequency components.
Exactly. And crucially, the strength of this noise fades away for the really high frequencies. It doesn't just blast everything equally. It sort of mimics how real thermal noise works. It preferentially affects the lower frequency, slower moving parts more.
Right. Okay. So it's a specific kind of structured noise. And with this noise added, what happens to our unstable bottomless well system?
This is the absolute core finding of the paper. They prove exponential relaxation to one of these generalized Gibbs measures, the grand canonical one.
Exponential relaxation, meaning it gets to equilibrium really fast.
Yes, and predictably. It means that no matter where you start the system, within a wide range of initial states, it will rapidly, smoothly approach this equilibrium state, like it's being actively guided there.
And they proved this for the full infinite dimensional system without simplifying it. That sounds like a big deal in physics.
Oh, it absolutely is. No truncation, no finite dimensional approximation. The result holds for the actual physical system described by the equation. Of course, there are conditions. That nonlinearity P has to be less than 6, and for some explicit calculations, even less than or equal to 4. And the noise operator needs to be trace class.
Meaning the noise is strong enough to do the job, but not too strong.
And exactly. Strong enough to drive relaxation, but still physically realistic. They also point out you need a positive spectral gap, which basically means the system has enough distinct energy levels available to actually relax properly and not get stuck somewhere.
And what about the other measure you mentioned, the canonical one? Does noise help there too?
Ah, the canonical case, where the particle number or L2 norm is strictly fixed, is a bit more subtle. You'd need a different kind of noise, one that specifically preserves that L2 norm while still driving the system to equilibrium. They discuss it, but the full analysis, that's actually saved for a follow-up paper. So more to come on that front, it seems.
Okay, let's pull back a bit. What does this all mean for you, the listener?
Mm-hmm.
Beyond the pretty complex math, why should we care that noise makes this specific equation settle down quickly?
Well, it fundamentally changes how we might think about stabilization in complex systems. Think about it. In the real world, almost every system interacts with its environment. Quantum systems, optical systems, even things in material science. This work shows that the noise from that environment isn't always just a nuisance. Sometimes, certain kinds of noise are the very mechanism driving the system towards a stable, predictable state, even if the system left to itself looks unstable.
Right. It's that aha moment. Sometimes, a bit of jostling, the right kind of jostling, is exactly what you need to find balance. This paper gives that idea rigorous mathematical backing in a really tough case.
It shows apparent randomness leading to order.
Which is pretty counterintuitive, but also quite profound. What an incredible deep dive. We've navigated some tricky physics and found this surprising idea, noise as an ordering principle. You've basically just gotten a shortcut to understanding a really cutting-edge concept in theoretical physics. It genuinely reframes that whole order versus disorder picture.
It does. It really encourages us to think more critically about external influences, about things we might initially dismiss as just random interference. You know, knowledge is powerful when you see the underlying principles.
So for you, our curious learner, here's something to think about. Where else might this apply? What other complex systems may be in biology, like how proteins fold, or even big social networks or technology grids? In which of those might we find that noise, far from being a problem, is actually playing a crucial ordering role, helping the system relax and find its stable, functional state? It's definitely a provocative thought to mull over, isn't it?